I'm thirsty. Danny, I'm using your sh**.
That's fine.
That's making noise. That's what I want to hear. That is very loud.
You like to make noise. Whoa, you turned me down.
Whoa,
you turned me
whoa,
down. You didn't
whoa,
turn me down. You turned
whoa,
everyone down.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
because I had you guys all the way up to the top.
Oh, hey, look, there's another one over here.
Right in front of
wow.
Danny.
Wow. You know.
Wow.
You know.
He doesn't know what hole to put it in.
Hey.
No. Hey, I can turn your mic off, Joe.
What?
That was
this
awesome.
Is what happens when I let guys on the podcast.
Are we
okay.
Oh, are we recording?
You guys ready?
Yeah. Do you see the light?
Enough boy talk. Girl, run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Run
the world. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. And for the first time in the history of this podcast, we have some different kind of genitalia. We have boys.
Is that us?
That is you guys. We have Mr. Danny V.
Hi.
And Joey D's.
Hi.
That should be a show right there.
Yeah.
Because it rhymes.
Danny V and the D's.
Wow.
Oh my God. That actually is pretty fantastic.
Oh man.
Danny, $1 million idea.
$1 million. We should start this. Thanks, Vicky.
Just do it.
See, it just goes to prove that all good ideas come from women.
Are you just kissing my ass because I let you in on the podcast?
He is, yeah.
A little bit.
Pretty much.
That is totally understandable, and I'm okay with it. No Sarah today. She's ill. So we were supposed to do two girls, two guys. Wait, dirty. That sounds a lot dirtier than it is. Because a couple episodes ago, we talked about this article that pissed both Sarah and I off, and it's basically 20 things no woman should ever do in front of her husband, and we really wanted to get a guy's opinion on it, as well as 12 things you shouldn't, as a husband or significant other, do in front of your wife. Before we get into that, just heads up, you can catch us on Facebook at The Broadcast, or The Broad-Cast, Twitter, and Instagram at The Broadcast 999, no dash there. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And real quickly now, I did get a text message responding to last week. Hey ladies, listening to the Halloween Bingo podcast, you mentioned the Sikh Uber driver. I'd like to help you out and clear up some stuff for the listeners and misconceptions. I've mostly commonly heard it pronounced Sikh because I couldn't figure out how to pronounce it. They are commonly thought to be a branch of the Islam or Hindu religions, but they are in fact their own religion. So thank you for clearing that up from last podcast. Anywho, let's get to the dirt.
Okay, the dirt.
So anyways, how are you guys doing? Let me just you know, give people who may not know you guys a little intro about yourself. Danny?
I'm doing fine. Sorry, you took me off guard there. I thought you were going with D's first.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine. Now, intro about myself. Well, I run the board and help produce the BJ and Vig show with these fine fellas.
As do I. Danny and I and Vicky, we all work together.
Yeah, we all work together. We room together, me and Joey, when we go on show trips.
Yeah.
You guys are the bros.
And on special vacations.
And it's, yeah. Yeah, we don't talk about those.
We don't tell Danny's girlfriend that, though.
No.
She's not allowed.
No.
And I've been talking about having Danny on the podcast for a long time because you're more on the feminine side of things.
I'm more emotional than most people.
Than me.
Yeah, than most women, so.
Well, that's good because I'm like a robot.
You really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is funny because like with this whole article, like the things that women should never do in front of their husbands, I wanted to see if you guys agree with some of these. And you've been married before, Danny, and you're
sure.
In a, you know, committed relationship now, Joe. You don't really have to sit with Joe, huh?
I'm not in a relationship, but I'm committed to something.
Yeah, me.
Drinking.
Hey.
My but
career's late.
Have you ever been in a committed relationship?
Yeah, but nothing that I'd really say was too serious.
Okay, so I am curious to hear, like, you guys are both sides of the spectrum for guys, been in multiple serious relationships. And
yeah, Danny's been in the deep, serious relationships, and you're on the deep end of the pool. I'm on the shallow end of the pool.
That's fine.
We're gonna meet in the middle.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this and what you guys agree with, because this pissed us off. Like, you're married to somebody, or let's say you've been with somebody for a long time. You live with them. It's been a couple years. Are these things okay or not okay to do? First one on this list is be sick to your stomach. So nobody wants to, like they're saying, no one wants to hold your hair back while you vomit, and no one wants to see or hear the other end. So, you know, just turn the fan on and keep him out until you have sprayed major air freshener. Does that bother you?
I mean,
either of those from either end.
I think that for me, it's being in a serious relationship. I had I don't want to say I had a problem with my ex-wife doing that, but she got to the point where it was just like a joke. It was always like, I felt like I was hanging out with my bro more than hanging out with my wife. And at that point, I had a problem with it only because it was just like, hey, let's see how big I can do, blah, 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 blah. And that at that point, like, it was killing the mystery of the marriage for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily have a problem with you. Like, and if you're sick, I'm going to be there, like, to hold your hair back and stuff like that. That's just ridiculous. But, like, when it comes to the number two, it's one of those, like, if it's
but let's say you like, she's in there, you have one bathroom in your apartment, and you really need to brush your hair, like, you got to run out the door, you're running late, do you run in real quick? Because there's some guys that are just like, girls don't expel fecal matter from their system. Like, no, I can't be witness to that. Like,
for those of who don't know, Danny actually does have a hair dryer and styles his hair. So this would be a big moment for him.
It would be a big moment. No, I would wait. And it's more for, like, both me and her, because, like, my girlfriend now, she is very embarrassed by it. So she doesn't want me going in, or she doesn't want me dealing with it as much as I don't want to see it. So, but it's not necessarily, I wouldn't have a problem with it per se, or like, if I walked in, or if she walked in on me, I don't necessarily be like, oh my God. But at the same time, it's like, I'll keep the doors closed.
Joe?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have a problem with it. My hair, I don't care about my hair. What? My hair has a mind of its own, man. It does it wants, and I got nothing. There's nothing I can do about it. No gel is holding this baby down. but I think it gets to a point, though, where if it's a really big paranoia thing for them, where, like, you can't be in the room, then it becomes a problem.
Or, you know? Even in the apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's saying here, nobody wants to hear you ripping and pushing. Like, you turn the fan on, but sometimes you can still hear, you know, the plop. And, like, some people would be disgusted and annoyed by that. And it's just like, if I hear it, it's not going to bother me. I might giggle if I hear, like, the guy or even a female friend of mine. But I don't think it's a big deal. You're living with somebody. If you don't like it, then why don't you go, like, old school and get two separate beds and two separate rooms and just live that kind of mystique?
Yeah, I feel like if that's a problem, there are going to be a lot of other problems.
Right. Fair, yeah.
Down the line.
This one's another one. Pick your nose.
Oh,
like,
I don't
know.
No one,
no one's fingers belong in anyone's nose is the end.
No, I actually like to pick my girlfriend's nose too. So
what?
I have a thing.
Like, I feel like I would hurt them with my nails if I pick someone else's nose.
Mm. But you also might be able to get farther in.
You're
than...
also a dad though, too. So I mean, you've had to go in and, like, pull out a booger without a tissue, I'm assuming, at some point.
Oh, many times. And at that, but see, picking a nose is not that disgusting. I'm not that much of a germaphobe at all, though. Mm-hmm. So if I have to do it, like, it's almost like popping a pimple for me. I like to go in and get that big booger out, and it's like, especially the crusty ones. I'll do it to Joe right now.
The one that feels like you kind of, it's all the way up in your brain and it just kind of pulls out. You're like,
Yeah, that feels amazing. That like, getting it out at that point.
I think that would definitely be a problem for me.
Would it?
No, I don't care about that, but if, like, she, like, kind of leaned over and, like, tried to pick my nose, I'd be like, what in the hell are you doing? Say something and let me do it myself.
Or what if she's just doing it, like, going at it? Because sometimes, like, when I'm in public, I'll, like, kind of hide it that I'm doing it.
Sure.
Like, because I got the nose ring, the booger crusties kind of get up all in there. So I'm constantly up in my nose.
Yeah, you do it on the show all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I try not to, like... Actually, I do. I really hope nobody watches, like, when I'm doing. I'm just like.
I think there's an etiquette when you're in public.
But would your, if your
she's
girlfriend was doing it?
No, I wouldn't
bug
care.
You.
No,
you wouldn't care.
As
no,
long as she's
clean.
Not, like, wiping it on you.
Yeah, as long as it's keeping clean. You know, don't throw it on the floor or something.
Yeah, what if she just flicked it on the floor? Is that a problem?
Then we're getting close. We're getting close. There's a conversation that's going
like,
to happen.
It's like, hey, let me get you some tissue, babe.
Yeah, it's like there's a table, there's a trash. You know, the floor. Come on.
All right. How about I cut your toenails?
Oh, that I am really irritated when people do that in public.
But I'm talking about, you're in your house, like, you're in bed, and
that too. Yep.
You don't like, but that's just a toenail thing, nail thing.
It's not even that. It's the sound. I just can't take it for some reason. The it's just ugh.
But it's not because you're watching it or anything.
No, I don't care about that.
But if you were in bed with your girlfriend. Post-coitus.
And she
whipped out the nail. Like, it's just like, oh, I got a bad snaggled nail.
I'd go take a shower.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Wow. It just annoys things, though.
It just annoys me. I don't know why.
Yeah, for me, it doesn't. I don't care. As long as, once again, as long as you have something, a trash can or something to put it in. I had a girlfriend at one point in my life where she would just do it wherever she was sitting. And just let the nails go everywhere. And then she would try to pick them all up. And I'm like, there's no way you're getting all of your nails.
Oh.
Right.
And for me, when I was a kid, I had, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I had really stinky feet.
Oh, okay.
And so it was too, I don't anymore. Fair warning.
Really?
Yeah. You want to smell them?
I'm no. getting a little something over here already.
No, right. It was, I just had really stinky feet. So like at that point, I always felt like feet just remind me of a really bad time in my life. Like smell and everything. So it's just like, your nails aren't clean. I don't care if you get a pedicure every day. It just freaks me out.
You don't like feet?
I don't like feet that much.
I don't like feet either. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but if I see you like really digging into your toenails, I just want you to wash your hands after. And that's how I am. I touch my feet, I have to wash my hands. Even if they're freaking clean, it just grosses me out. But that's just me with feet in general.
Well, it's the same. I can't, like, if somebody walks around barefoot all the time, it really bothers me.
See, that doesn't bug me too much, but I just don't like touching.
So I'll be wearing socks.
Yes.
Socks around
are,
your place.
Socks
Got
are
it.
Fine, yeah.
Next one on the list is pick a wedgie. It's like, I'm sure you feel just fine doing this, but let's face it, panty lines are one of the most unsightly fashion faux pas out there, and no one needs to know that your underwear slipped into your butt crack. Turn around, pick it out, and keep the mystery. I've picked out wedgies for girlfriends and guys. It's like, oh, you got a wedgie? Hold on, I got you. And it pisses them off, but I do it as a joke. It does not bother me at all.
I feel like I pick my wedgies more than I've ever seen my girlfriend pick her wedgies.
To be fair, you wear a thong.
Yes. No, I wear boxers, but I also wear skinny jeans. And so skinny jeans, I don't care who you are. If you try to pull skinny jeans up, you have to do the kind of like jumpy thing.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And so girls know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about how
people fit in jeans, man. That's like my biggest mind blow whenever someone's like got like a really nice body, but then it looks like their jeans are like 10 sizes too small and they somehow like wiggled into them with like butter or something. I don't know. But I don't got that many wedgies. I don't know. I wear briefs, so.
Would you have a problem with seeing like your girlfriend pick out a wedgie?
No. But if you tried to do it for me, I would kind of freak out.
That's fair.
I'd be like, are we trying to start something? What's going on?
It's like, hey, is this how you say hello in your country?
I actually think that might be sexy if a girl would do that, because it's like, especially if she does like the sexy underwear, it's like you're getting a little peek.
It depends on how they do it. If they just go in there like, oh, I gotta dig it out. But if they kind of stick their hands down the top of their pants and pull out the thong line.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do that at the gym a lot.
You do that at the gym?
No, the girls. It's a little bit more, I would say it does get a little sexual at the gym. When they're like trying to like pull up their like tight yoga pants and stuff. And I'm like, what? Come on.
It's like, Come on.
Trying to work out here.
I need to go to your gym.
I got a nice gym, man.
Yeah.
Next one is floss your teeth. You should never floss your teeth in front of your
husband.
That's
dumb. Huh? That's dumb. Stupid. We're getting into actual health. I literally just had 4 cavities filled this week, and it's because I didn't floss for like my entire life.
For the love of God, floss in front of me so I can remember.
So at that point, if a girl flosses, I'm like, you are responsible.
You got to get the flossy sticks, by the way, like the long ones, not the disposable kind, but they have like you change the head to them and it's a lot easier than actually flossing.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not as good as actually flossing, but as long as you're doing something, it's good. But the article says it's no big deal. He won't divorce you over tooth flossing. But do you really want him to see you wide mouth picking nasty chunks of old food between your molars like some kind of animal? Like, here's the thing. Guys want to see you with your mouth open.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hot take.
Another one, shave your face. Guys don't want to see you shave your face. So a lot of women do it for exfoliation. It's actually really, it's like supposed to be really good for your skin.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Because from what I've understand or what I've talked to a few other people that are in the industry, you're taking away that dead skin.
Hmm.
And it's that a nice, sense. Easy way. And some people are like, well, your facial hair is going to grow in thicker. It's like, no, that's not the case. It's hormones that really make it thicker. But some women, I do know women that do shave their upper lip and it doesn't make it thicker. But you should never do it in front of the guy, is what it's saying.
I think my first reaction would be like kind of confused. Like, are you shaving your face?
Yeah.
But then I'd be like, good. You should keep shaving your face because if I haven't noticed yet, you should keep doing it.
Yeah. I kind of agree. Yeah. I think I'd be more thrown off than anything. I don't think I would
funny.
Be
it's
turned
like,
off.
Do you have rabies? What's going on here? Why do you have all this cream on your face?
Whoa.
Right. Next one is Papa Zit. You should never do that in front of your husband.
Okay. Come on.
Danny will do it for you.
Yeah. I will do it for you.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone Papa Zit.
You want to see?
I mean, I don't think I've ever witnessed someone doing it.
Vicky, do it.
In front
no,
of me.
No, I don't have any right
oh.
now.
Okay. But I don't. No, why? Why would you want to do that in front of someone anyways?
Well, like, I sometimes sit, I have, like, a little mirror, like, a magnifying mirror, and with my little tools, like, I have actual tools for clearing out your pores.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit there with it, and I've had people walk in and talk to me while I'm doing it. It's not something that they don't stare at me. They just talk to me like if I was tying my shoes or something.
Popping a pimple is the most satisfying thing in the entire world.
Like, does it feel good, or is it just the sense that it's gone that makes you
yes.
satisfying?
Both, yeah.
Oh, man, I got no problems with that.
Yeah, see, I like doing it first off to myself, but then if a girl's doing it, I'm like, can I do it for you? Because like I want the sensation of the.
Oh man, I never got that.
You should watch Popaholic stuff. Yeah.
Damn. Anywho, next, do you have a problem with a woman belching? I think it depends on where they're at. I don't burp like out loud normally.
Bad is it?
It's just like you're drinking a soda. It's like whoop, you know, it comes. I can't even do a fake burp anymore.
So you know, there's like that line between your burping and then you're trying to burp.
Yeah,
you know, like you have when you're trying to make it loud and it's like you're a dinosaur.
Yeah,
or something.
I do it every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would piss me off, Danny.
It does kind of annoy me sometimes.
Yeah,
because I don't like
the
them when they're trying to do it. But if it's something like you just chugged a beer, it's like oh, there it is. I find it a problem, male or female.
I think accidental burps can be cute. But intentional, like big burps, can be like kind of a turn off.
I think if you're like, I mean, it. I guess it depends on the vibe of the room. If you're trying to be really, really gross, like, look at me, I'm a girl, I'm a guy's girl, you know, blah blah blah. Like, there's the girls that do try too hard.
Or once again, if it's excessive,
yeah.
For me, it gets me when it's like, once, it's not necessarily that it's the girl that's doing it. It's more of just like, okay, we've lost all sense of. So if it's like after every time she needs to burp, it's like ah. As opposed to, you know, just
once in a while
calming it down. And
yeah, like very rarely do you see a guy burp and you're like, nice burp, man. It's just not.
I know. BJ
like
does that.
Yeah.
I would have a problem even if a guy did it. Like if me and Joe were hanging out all the time and then he would just burp like loudly, I would just be like, dude, come on. Like it's not necessarily about a girl or a guy thing.
It smells
it's more
bad.
Of just a belch thing.
Just excessive.
Yeah.
That's fair. Remove hair. You should never remove any kind of hair from your body. Do not wax, shave, tweeze, or anything else in front of your man. And this is how this person rules. She's like, I don't do this in front of my man. It's like, I have shaved all kinds of craziness in front of a dude before. Like, they're actually more intrigued at that point. Sometimes when you gotta shave the lady bits, it's more of a plié you gotta do to get up in there.
Oof. That doesn't sound very fun.
It's not fun. I just gotta do it. That's, you know, I'm Mexican. My hair grows quickly.
I don't have a problem with it. However, I know, like, my girlfriend now, if we're taking a shower together and she needs to shave, she'll ask me to turn around.
What?
I don't know why. I mean, it's just one of those, like, she doesn't want me to see, like, 100%.
Oh, my God. I can't let him know that I can produce hair on my legs.
I think it's more of, like, she... Well, and I don't know. I mean, I don't really know because I've never looked. But, I mean, at that point, maybe you just have to get in places that you don't... But I don't know. It doesn't really freak me out.
I've been told by guys and girls that I'm an aggressive shaver down there.
Oh.
Because I do it so quickly. I'm so used to doing it, so I know how to do it fast. So apparently I'm very aggressive. And so usually when I shower, like I've had female friends I've showered with, they're like, how do you do it that fast without cutting yourself?
Wow.
Huh.
So smooth.
Would you have a problem with if you're taking a shower with a guy and he's like, hey, I need to...
No.
Lift the boys up.
No, I've done that before with ex-boyfriends. Like, I had one ex-boyfriend. He had, like, a full sleeve.
Yeah.
So he would sometimes, like, hey, can I borrow your razor real quick? And he'd shave his arm real quick.
Not fair.
So, I mean.
No.
Almost crossing lines there. Sharing razors, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I use my girlfriend's all the time.
I'm doing things to him, putting certain bodily parts and certain other bodily parts. I feel like I can let him use my razor.
If you're that comfortable with someone, you should have two razors. That's my opinion.
Well, it was one of those we didn't, I brought my stuff, and I think he had just thrown his blades away.
Oh, that's lazy. So you got to be prepared. That's being unprepared.
He's like, well, it was one of those like, hey, you happen to have a razor? I could probably use it. Can I use it? Cool. Thanks.
Okay. I got a proposition. So Vicky, number one, if you were dating a guy and he's like, hey, could you shave my, let's say he has a very, very hairy backside. Not necessarily undercarriage, like backside or even like back. I have a hairy back, so my girlfriend shaves my back. Would you be okay with that?
I've done that plenty of times when we were on the old podcast, the pants party, Joe and I shaved Kyle's back.
Yep.
Oh,
that
okay.
was funny.
That was really funny.
Wow.
It was like the only time I touched him. I was like, okay. Well, I did slap him once.
I feel
funny.
Like this needs to happen with me.
I can shave your back. I remember he had like the same shaved sides on his hair.
Sure.
So I was trimming up his hair for him with clippers. And then we were outside on the porch at his parents' house. And his dad comes back and I'm shaving his back too, just kind of going over with the clippers because he had a hairy back too.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad just looks at me and he's like, you found yourself a good woman, my son. Just
wow.
Like, I almost said the guy's name.
Now, Joe, would you have a problem if a girl was like, hey, can you get down in there? I can't really reach. And will you shave that?
No, I don't think I have a problem with that. But I will say I would never let anyone shave my boys.
No, boys,
not
I wouldn't shave
chance.
A guy's boys.
No,
because I would be so scared of hurting
right.
it.
Yeah.
I'm talking places you can't reach.
No, that's
like,
fine.
Let's say she broke her arm and she can't shave her legs.
No, that's easy. Yeah. That doesn't bother me at all.
Or would you have her shave your back, or if you had a hairy back?
Oh, if I had a hairy back, it'd be gone in a second. I'd be like, shave it.
Shave it.
Do it. I don't care.
But I mean, I will say though, for razors, I mean, I got like really like prickly beard hair.
Same.
So, you know, I need a good razor to get through it. So you got to be careful if, you know, you're trying to borrow my razor, you might cut the legs up. It's not good.
All right. This one's a little different from the first one. This one's just poop. Because the first one was actually being sick.
Sure.
This one's poop. This person says, I can officially say I still don't ever talk about poop with my husband. It's been 12 years. I don't want to hear about his, and I don't want him to ask about mine. I mean, I've kind of gotten comfortable in the last year working at the restaurant with all the girls. We're pretty open about talking about it. Not graphic details per se, but you know what? You know, A, B, and C just went down, and I feel so much better.
This is 100% a gender thing. I have never met a guy who's cared, and I've never met a woman who doesn't care. I think it's just one of those things where women have to portray this very beautiful and clean and
graceful,
you know,
and yeah. stuff. But does that bother you? Because I've met guys, they're like, no, I need to be dating a pristine princess. It's like, what the hell year are you living in, bro?
It doesn't bother me. I will definitely talk about my
bodily functions.
Well, and it's not even necessarily because like I want to or I'm trying to gross anyone out. It's more of just the fact that
you feel relief.
I went to the bathroom for 20 minutes and you are like, obviously I'm hanging out with you. Like, I need to tell you what happened, and not necessarily go into detail, but I'm like, I'm not sitting in there texting. I'm sitting in there and man, those beans were wow.
I should have had those beans.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm just seeing Danny on the couch being like, hey, we need to pause the Netflix series. I need 20 minutes.
Every single night.
I'll see you at 6:45. Okay.
Every single night that happens. And it's because my stomach is just so unpredictable. But it's like, I just feel guilty afterwards if I don't explain where I've been for the past 20 minutes.
Man, I hang out with, you know, I go out a lot with dudes and we, you know, go drink and we hang out at people's houses. And I'm just so naturally inclined to tell people, hey, I want to let you know, you better use that bathroom.
Yeah.
Because in the next 20 minutes, it's, you know, a no-go zone, no fly.
Yeah.
So I guess for me, it just doesn't matter. But man, it is irritating if you're ever with a chick who can't really be in the same room as you are. Just because, you know, she's got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And they're like, hey, I want to let you know I'm kind of uncomfortable. Would you mind going out for a second? And it's like, what? I got to get out of bed?
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, and see, and that's the thing, too. If a girl, if you're going to do your business and as long, I mean, I'm totally down to hear about it. But, you know, I think the thing that would once again freak me out is like, now if she's like sending me like pictures from the bathroom of like, look what I just did.
Yeah,
that's crossing a line for me.
So, I don't want to see that either. Like male or female, I don't want to see that.
Right.
And I mean, like, we can talk about it all day long. I just don't want to see it.
Right.
And it does suck. I mean, I feel bad if you have that kind of anxiety with that. And, you know, that's why you got to respect it. You got to get up out of bed and you're like, hey, I get it. It's cool. But, you know, usually girls like that are pretty good at, you know, timing their poops so they're at work or, you know, they're at the gym or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Next one on the list is drive badly. It says, you know, when you get a brand new car and you take it off the lot after spending more than $30,000. No, I really don't. And you promptly scratch it right in front of him. Yeah, don't do that. Or if you do, cover your ears and block the screams of horror. If you have to ding the car, better do it when his eyes are elsewhere. It's like, it's my car, dude. I'm not going to drive. Like, if I'm spending that much money on my car, like, I'm going to try to take care of it.
Yeah.
But, like, we all have our moments where we're just kind of la, la, la. Probably not the 100% best drivers, but I don't like that. Be with anybody, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not, and that's not necessarily a gender thing for me. For that, it's like I don't really let people drive my car anyway. Like, mm-hmm. No matter if it was Joe or if it was my girlfriend, like, it's not. I just get nervous sitting in the passenger seat of my own truck when they are driving because it's not me. But
yeah.
At that point, I feel like she has more of a problem with me driving her car. Like the other day, I was driving to work myself to work in her car in the morning. And I wasn't paying attention. I accidentally ran a red on the way. And she was like, please do not do that in my car. Like, just got super mad at me.
Well, like, if you run the red light, it's going to, like, it doesn't necessarily ticket the person. It tickets the car.
Oh, right. But I would pay for it. But I think it was more if she didn't even care about the ticket. She just was like, please don't wreck my car. Don't do stuff like that. And I was like, I'm sorry. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't notice.
And I know you. You're not, there's nothing that's going to stop you from doing that, Danny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no chance.
No.
But that's funny. I talk to a lot of my friends, and I mean, it's all the same. And this is like the number one thing that they get into arguments about. Bad driving.
Really?
Yeah, and it honestly, it's the same thing for me. Like, I hate when people take inefficient routes to places. I hate when they think they know where they're going, but they don't. And then you get in the car with them, and the next thing you know, you're like, it's down that way. And they're like, no, it's not.
Hashtag rev.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rev, we went with somewhere with our friend Rev, and he took the complete wrong way to Tacoma, and it took us like 2 hours. It's just one of those, like, at that point, driving kind of bugs me with anyone. It's not necessarily a gender thing. It's just, if you're a bad driver, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
It's not even my safety. It really isn't. It's just, I mean, and that's why you got to put on the radio. You got to put on the music that you guys like together. You know, you got to do something to keep your mind off the fact that she's about to destroy you in your truck.
What about you, Vicky? Would you have a problem with somebody driving your car, like your boyfriend, and he's just driving terribly?
I had one big problem with an ex-boyfriend when he was driving my car, because he'd complain he didn't like the way I drove. So I let him drive my car, because my car was the nicer of the two cars we had. And we didn't have a whole lot of money at the time, and we were going to go up to Everett to go drink at this club. So we didn't have money for drinks, so we made a bunch and put them in water bottles, and we were going to chug them before we walked in. We did proceed to get pretty drunk.
Yeah.
This idiot, on the way there, he's driving my car, grabs one of the water bottles and starts drinking it.
Ooh.
We're like maybe less than 10 minutes away, but he starts to drink while behind the wheel of my car.
Ouch.
And I laid into him.
Yeah, boundaries, man.
He's like, well, what was the point of us making these drinks then? I'm like, to drink before we walk in, not while you're driving my car. I lost my mind. Yeah. That is not okay.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I think you're justified.
Drink and drive, kids. I have no limit. I hate it when people drink and drive. That's how you can piss me off.
Yeah.
This is probably the only one on this list that I agree with, is criticizes manhood. Would you like it if you said you had small breasts or, you know, that you had an ugly vagina? No, then don't do the same. It's not funny ever. I think if in a joking way, it's like, you know, whatever, but if you're actually mad at somebody and you make fun of their junk size, then you're just petty and stupid. I'm
trying to think of the last time I told someone they had an ugly vagina.
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever brought that up in conversation.
I thought you told Danny that earlier today.
Yeah, you did.
But that's behind closed doors and Danny doesn't count.
No. It all depends on your relationship. I think that there are some couples out there that lay into each other. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I am not one of those. I feel like there's certain things that you are off limits no matter what, like no matter if you're fighting, you're joking, whatever. But why would you bring, if you're with somebody and she's bringing up how inefficient you are, that's going to be a problem for me, because at that point it's like, well, then why are we even together?
Didn't know it got the base model version with only one speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't get very angry. I'm a very chill person. So, it's, you know, if I fly off the handle, it's about something stupid, you know, like, why are you driving the wrong way kind of a thing. So I don't think I'd ever bring up anything like that. But if they brought that up against me, man, I don't know. I would feel like that'd be getting pretty personal.
Yeah.
Like, that's an attack.
It's like there's no rhyme or reason for that to be said.
No. Like, there's a joking way to do it, you know, which, you know, every once in a while could be funny. But I think most of the time, if you're bringing that up, you're trying to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm very jokey about that kind of stuff. Like, I know exactly what junk you have. And if I'm having sex with you and you're my boyfriend, that means I like your junk and I like you. So I might say something like, oh, your little pee-pee. Does it hurt? Or something stupid like that. Just kind of referring, not necessarily saying, like, actually saying it's small, but just, you know, when someone's like, oh, your little feelings, oh, your little...
Well, and then also, like, if it's one thing if you're just doing that, like, joking with between me and Vicky are in a relationship and it's just me and her in a room and we just, like, say something like that. Okay, it's one thing. But if you're out, like, at a party or something and, like, everyone's kind of joking and then they throw that bomb of, like, well, at least I don't have a small. And it's like, well, then at that point, it's weird because then it's in front of people.
Yeah.
And it makes it even worse. I've had that happen before.
Even like a text message, because you can't really read into a text message if they send something like that.
It's true.
I know everyone makes fun of emojis, but I love emojis because you can show exactly that you're kidding or not.
Oh, true. Yeah. I love the thinking emoji. It's got to be my favorite emoji.
Yeah, the one with like the fingers.
He's like,
Yeah. That would be, if you were an emoji, that would definitely be you.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Yeah.
Danny would be the pizza.
Oh, okay, eggplant, but.
No, pizza. Let's be honest.
Speaking of size.
Speaking of size, the next one is step on a scale. He's not allowed to ask you about your weight. He's not allowed to see it either, right? Makes sense.
That's annoying. That annoys me.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? If he likes the way you look physically, what does the number matter?
Exactly. But I think that way about anything. I've never actually dated somebody who's like that insecure about their weight, but also their age. Both of those things, like if you lie about your age, it's going to bother me. And I don't know why. It's just because I feel I've worked with people who
don't
want to
you don't want to be with somebody that insecure.
Right. Or that like superficial to where they're like, I'm 35, but I'm going to say I'm 30. It's like, who cares? Who cares, honestly?
Age doesn't matter. Unless you're working in, you know, Hollywood or something. But
still, it would bother me, though. I couldn't date a Hollywood actress. And weight doesn't bother me either.
No, I mean, I think the weight thing is a slippery slope, though. I mean, there's like a certain, you know, criteria. I don't want to say criteria, but there's a certain, like, you know, relationship status that you got to uphold. You know, if you get into a relationship and all of a sudden your significant other is gaining a lot of weight, I feel like if they're not going to let you talk about it, or, you know, that's a touchy subject for them, you know, then what are you going to do, right?
There has to, and it's a way you go about it. It's, you know what, I care about you and I want to make sure you're healthy. Like, if you had a baby, you just had a baby, yeah, you're going to gain the weight. But if you keep gaining the weight after the baby and it's like postpartum depression is a bitch and all this stuff, you are going to have to talk about it. It's like, we need to see help, whether emotional, because if you're gaining weight out of nowhere, that could be a sign of a hormone imbalance or any witch thing could be. Like, girls, apparently, I went through a bunch of doctor studies and there's a lot of crap could be. Oops.
Wow, Vicky.
I'm usually not the one doing it, but I did swear this time.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, right? Because, you know, you want to talk to them about it, but clearly they know what's going on.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. And so when you kind of bring up that conversation, you're like, hey, do you want help? And, you know, they're usually pretty, you know, standoffish about it.
Right. And I like to, like, when I have girlfriends that, for example, I had a conversation with a gal. She had gained, like, almost 100 pounds.
Yeah, and that's an unreasonable amount.
It's unhealthy amount. And so I had a conversation with her a couple years ago, and she's like, well, my boyfriend and I had a fight. I asked him, does he still find me attractive? And I kept asking and asking. He finally told me no. And I told him to get out of the house. And I was mad. And I sat there. I'm like, honey, you, for one, dragged the answer out of him. You asked him to tell you. Secondly, you cannot get mad. Because at the end of the day, if you don't love yourself enough to take care of a problem, because it is affecting your health, it is affecting your life, then that just kind of shows me that you don't care about yourself. You don't love yourself enough to try to address it. Then how can somebody love you if you don't even love yourself?
And that's tough, right? Because it's not even that he doesn't love her. It's just the fact that, you know, she's let herself get to a point where, you know, he just doesn't find her attractive, right?
Yeah, and he probably still loves her. That's why he was still with her. And I think other things have happened. They're no longer together. But it's like, if you really, really care about your significant other, you want to take care of yourself. You're not doing it for them. You're taking care of yourself. There's a quote I kind of go by. It's like, I used to say, you take care of me if I take care of you. Now I say, I will take care of me for you if you take care of you for me. So it's about making sure you're healthy and happy on your own. And then, you know, then you can be in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then what I was going to say, and just I'll say for me, ladies, if we talk about weight, if a guy talks about weight, it's not meant to hurt you or like say like, oh, how are you weighing? Or, you know, some guys just don't know how to ask, right? For number one. But then secondly, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. If anything, I mean, there are D-bag guys out there who are going to say like, oh, gaining a little weight or whatever. But
you can typically tell.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those.
I had an ex-boyfriend once. He's like, oh, you know, you'd be so much hotter if you just dropped a couple of pounds. Legit said that to me. I was like 18.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oof, and that's, I look back at those pictures, I'm like, God damn it, I was looking fine. What the hell was he talking about?
Right. But even at that, I don't know the guy. So at that point, I can't talk on him. But I'm just saying, like, I don't even necessarily think that he meant it that way. He might have just been trying to, like, because guys don't understand necessarily how touchy of a subject weight can be.
Yeah, and it sucks because body types, you know, guy to guy, they vary. I mean, their specific likes are different, right? You could be any range of a body type and a guy could hate you regardless, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter. And it's so, like,
if you could be a jerk, you're still a jerk. Doesn't matter if you weigh 100 pounds or 200 pounds.
Yeah, so I think the big thing is trust between, you know, in your relationship. You know, you got to have
communication.
And you got to be able to understand that you can say, hey, I think I've gained weight. Sorry, do you think I should lose it? And, you know, he can be like, honestly, I don't care. I find you sexy regardless. Or he'll be like, you know, I was more attractive to you when you were, you know, lighter, but I don't, you know, it's up to you, kind of a thing. You know, it depends.
I mean, it's also too, are you healthy? Like, are you, because there's no one weight that is healthy. You can be super, super healthy weighing 200 pounds, but when most of that is muscle, that is a healthy weight, but you can be a healthy at 130 or whatever. It depends on your height. And I don't go by the BMI track thing because I feel like most people's bodies are kind of made differently and made to do things differently. So as long as, you know, you're cleared, you're not having any problems, like when you start feeling like things are hurting when they shouldn't be hurting and it's not an age thing, then you might have to reevaluate.
That's the big thing, man. If you can't go upstairs, you got to just take a second. You know, take a second and realize it's not even your weight. It's at that point, it's your heart. Your heart is not used to doing that much movement, which means you're not moving.
I mean,
like,
and you need to move.
Just
you
go out.
Really do.
Yeah, just go out and do a little exercising. That doesn't hurt anybody.
Be like BJ, your dad, and go walk the mall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just stay away from the pretzels. The next one is bad nudity in front of your significant other or your husband.
This is my favorite.
Sure, nudity can be great, but it can also be bad. We're talking things like chores or other mundane tasks where you have to bend down and move around and all your stuff comes out. Not sexy. I'm like,
No, anytime a girl's naked, I'm good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
I don't care what you're doing.
It's like she's in her underwear cleaning the house. It's like,
that's the dream. That's the dream for me. I would rather have you be like in your underwear, like,
and she's all bent over and her like a little belly comes out.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I think it's funny. I make a joke out of it because I always walk around. I got a gut, a little bit of gut still, and I don't care. I think it's hilarious.
I just walk around.
Walk around and just do one of the little shuffle.
The guy jiggle.
Yeah. I just think it's funny.
See, I love the dad bod. So when the guys are like, woo. I think it's hilarious.
When you wake up in the morning, man, and your hair's a mess and you like your eyes are just dying.
Crusty and red.
And you're just like, get up and they look at you like, why don't you have any pants on? And you're like, I don't need any pants on.
What if a girl does the same thing? Her hair is all ratted or got the raccoon eyes going.
I would laugh my ass off.
She's like, I don't need pants, buddy. I'm still tired.
See, but that's the thing is that anytime a girl's naked, like I just look at that as time, like my girlfriend, meaning like it's like at that point, well, you're naked for a reason. Like, is this lucky time? If it's not, that's fine too. But I'm just saying, like, I'm like, yes, this is going to be a good afternoon.
It's just a flow chart in Danny's head, and it's a yes or no. Is my girlfriend naked? Yes. Do I have any chance to have sex right now?
Why is she naked? Yeah, at least get me sex.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Next one on the list is farted. Lots of very gross things happen with this one, so I refuse to fart intentionally. And hey, I make him hold it in too. I'm like, I say, fart away. If you have like are really sick though and you're farting, it's stinking up the house, I'm gonna open up the windows and sit away from you. But I still think it's funny. I personally think it's hilarious, but it does take me a long time to be comfortable around a guy to where I can do that.
This is once again though where okay, this is like the first one that I really deviate from most guys.
Ooh, okay, I want to hear this.
I have a problem with farts.
Ooh.
And it's not, but it, once again, it's not necessarily because of a gender thing. It's anyone who farts, I'm going to be grossed out. I don't like to hear them. I don't like to smell them. It's not a funny thing to me. And once again, I've been in relationships in the past where the girl thought it was funny and would do it all the time. And to me, it was like, all right, like it's one thing in my relationship now, obviously we sleep together. We're in the same bed. Things are going to happen where it just automatically comes out by accident, whatever. Mm-hmm. And at that point, move on. We don't need to sit there and make fun of it. Like,
oh, I think it's hilarious.
I know. And that's me. So it's not necessarily that I'm like, oh, I don't want her farting in front of me. But it's more of just like, I don't want anyone farting in front of me.
See, I don't think it's funny. You guys, from what I've talked to Sarah, you guys both seem to have grown up differently. I grew up with my brother. And a gal I consider my sister, she was my next door neighbor. She had almost all brothers, like five brothers. And we were all very much tomboys. So sure. we grew up farting on each other, trying to play a game. Up until high school, we played this game where we would find a flat surface when we had a fart and to see how loud we can amplify it.
Wow.
Whether it was a wall, the best one was when you close the lid to the toilet, you sit on that.
Huh.
Wow.
And it wouldn't be bare ass. My brother would do bare ass. I wouldn't. But just to see what kind of reaction you can get from the rest of the crew. And that's how we would fight. I would sit on my brother or vice versa, like while he's all squished up on the couch and I just go sit on him, fart, or he would do the same thing. And that's when you beat the crap out of each other.
I never did that.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Nope. But that's how we grew up because we were gross. We were boys.
Well, and
basically.
That's the thing though, is for me, if me and Joe were hanging out, because like there are guys that do that. They sit around and they just fart and they think it's funny. I mean, even like on our show, Steve and Rev, they both think it's hilarious. And I'm like, I don't find it funny. Like, I don't necessarily think it's like, oh my God. But at the same time, it's just one of those like, I don't
like it in the studios because we do have pretty airtight rooms and it lingers. And like, it's not like, if they're noisy farts, that's the funny ones. But when they're actually just stinky,
right.
Like Rev's could
Revs
freaking kill a possum. Like, seriously.
Right.
I hate that. Like, if we're out, like we were at GE2 and he did it while we were playing like the Nerf gun wars. Okay, that was kind of funny. It was gross because I totally tasted it. But yeah, But it was funny because we were out in the open. But if we're in here trying to work, it's like, knock it off. If it's loud, that's funny. But if it stinks, that's when I get mad.
Yeah, it's just not a good move, man. No. My big thing is if you're in a group of people and you walk like into the kitchen and it smells, I get this like detective thing, like, come on. I look around and go, you can go anywhere. You know, you can go to the bath if you want to. Because you know if you're that person who really leaves a good stinker, you know?
Yeah.
And that I think you got a responsibility as a person not to leave that for someone else to smell.
Although you got to admit, the worst thing is when you let out just the teeniest one, even if you're by yourself, and it's just like, it stinks up the entire area, and you're like, are you kidding me? There was nothing to that one.
But what about with the girl? Would that make you, like...
Man, if it happened, like, a lot, it'd probably be a problem. But if it was every once in a while, I'd be like, whatever, I don't care.
But once in a while, and you do it and you move on, and not sit there and, like, laugh about it. And that's what I'm saying is because, once again, for me, it gets into a thing of almost hindering the relationship because it's, like, it's not necessarily... Like, if you feel like you're hanging out with, like, an immature kid as opposed to, like, your significant other.
I see what you're saying.
And to me, that's a turnoff. And it's not because she's a girl. It's because even if I was hanging out with a guy and he farted all the time, I'd be like, dude, like, I don't know if we could hang out that often anymore.
I'm very immature.
Like,
I want to sit around and watch Disney movies while in a fort, you know, like, making each other laugh and being goofy. So for me, like, there's certain levels of immaturity that I think are fun. While other levels not. If you don't have a job, buddy, and you're living off my stuff, then get the hell out.
Okay, yes. I like sitting around watching Disney movies in a fort as well, too. I did it this past weekend, actually.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I did that, but if I was sitting there and my girlfriend was sitting there trying to fart on me every 5 minutes, I would have a problem with it. Or just farting in general. Like, haha, that was awesome. I'd be like, no, I'm done.
I do have to say, though, my brother and I, our relationship with farts is so bad that once I had a dream... And I think I had like a pillow on top of me, like in real life. But in my dream, he like came up and sat on me, kind of like all weird while I'm kind of like scrooched up on the couch. I'm like, yes, what do you want? I'm going to fart on you, Vicky. I'm like, you better freaking not. I'm going to fart on you. And in my sleep, I managed to like jolt my arm as to push him off. Mm-hmm. I ended up knocking everything off my side table.
Wow. Ooh.
And it's just like, I woke up. I'm like, what the hell? And everything was on the ground. I'm like, okay. Yeah. That was not my brother. So,
wah, wah, wah.
Next one on the list, I think is a little silly. You should never sport a facial mask in front of your husband.
No, I've done that with my girlfriend. We both have done
one
the
of these,
facial masks.
Joe.
My reaction was to Danny sporting a facial mask.
Wait, what? You've seen him?
No, that's what he said. I'm shocked. Really?
Yeah. Really? You're shocked? It's Danny.
Yeah, I needed my pores clean, dude.
How does that work with a beard?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I had a beard. Well, I don't really have that much of a beard.
I guess that's true.
You
I don't
got
think
stubble.
Work.
I think it's fine as long as you got to get all up in there.
No, I don't think that's a problem. I have no problem if a girl does it at all, to be quite honest.
But like, it's like if you scare yourself when you look into the mirror with a mask on, don't you think it's going to scare your partner? Oh, calm down.
Number one, if you're scaring, that's like an over-exaggeration. Like, are you scaring yourself? No.
I think it's funny. I'm like, ooh. I look like an avocado
thing.
Monster.
I mean, I guess if you're dating someone and it's like a first kind of dating and she, like, let's say you've only been on two dates and like on the second date you're hanging out at her house like thinking like, oh, hey, tonight's going to be awesome. And then she walks out with a facial mask. I can see that kind of being a letdown in terms of like, oh, well, I guess we're already at this stage in our relationship.
I feel like it'd be like, hey, she's going to clear her face and her face would be nice and soft while she's all up in mine.
Yeah, I can't necessarily even say it would bother me, though.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
I mean, like, it's like the picture Vicky showed us. I mean, she's got a robe on and everything, right? You're on your second date. You got to assume that
True. The
robe's coming off, right?
This one I will also agree with because I don't want to see it. Sarah was talking about how she sees it in the locker room. I'm going to say it tastefully. Removing your feminine hygiene products.
Yeah, don't do that in front of a guy.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't want to see it as a girl. I don't really want to see that either.
Men, I think that's the thing that I don't know about you, Danny. But that stuff, like, I don't even want to know about it. I get that all that stuff happens, but I don't even want to know about it.
Like, there's weird lines. Like, my roommate, like, so his wife, I'm glad they're going to love me talking about this. His wife was I was using the bathroom and she was about to use it after me. And we have one of those bathrooms where we both have, the bathroom is connected to our rooms and we each have a door. So, like, they have one little kind of mini hallway where the sinks are and then a separate room is where the, shower and the toilet is. So we have both doors open and we're chatting and she's preparing to use the shower after me and she's preparing her undergarments with a sanitary with a feminine hygiene product. And she's doing it in front of him, like, you know, pulling it all up. I'm like, I don't know if I would do that. But if I had them just kind of sitting in the counter, I don't think I'd have a problem with it either. I used to be super, like, paranoid. I don't want the guys to know that I do this.
I think for me, I don't have a problem knowing about it, especially when you're in a longer...
Because you've been married and have had a child. So I'm assuming you've seen lots of things.
Right. But not even just necessarily that. It's more of like, I don't really... If you're in a long-term relationship, even, you know, just boyfriend, girlfriend, and especially if you live together, that stuff happens. And for me, I need to know about it because if I'm trying to get lucky, it's one of those like, well, I would prefer to know about it before before you start things up. Because just so you know what you're getting into. And once again, that being said, I have no problem going downtown. Blood doesn't scare me.
Oh,
that whole thing doesn't scare me. And at that point, it's just more of like, okay, I need to know where to go right after everything gets finished, so I don't,
you know, whether to put a towel down or not.
Right, right. So it's like, but that doesn't bother me at all. But actually, seeing somebody like
do stuff, I get what you mean.
If you're actually doing like if it's not necessarily about sex, if it's about just the process of it all, I don't need to see that.
I don't like seeing it either. I don't mind having sex when that is going on, and I have no problem talking about when I'm on it. Too, and it's like, look, this is what's going on. So mine, especially as I've gotten older, have hit me a lot harder, so I'm a lot more emotional.
Right.
I have come to realize, which I tell you all the time when I'm like, dude, I'm about to cry for no apparent reason.
Yeah, Danny.
Yeah.
And I'm just cramping, like, I get really, really bad cramps to the point where it radiates all over, like, from the front to the back, like, my lower back.
That sucks.
So I am not a happy camper, and I feel like it is very fair to let you guys know, I am not a happy camper. So if I snap, it is not your fault, and I will try not to snap.
Right. So wait, I want to jump into this real quick with Joe. So wait, how you can't...
I don't like the sight of blood very much, man.
In general.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's fair.
I mean, like if you cut yourself, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But there are certain things for some reason that just really I don't like
watching.
Can
you watch it on TV?
Yep, up to a certain point, but even anything with like hospitals or surgeries or even anything like that, it just really kills me. Or anything that has the process of like, I don't know why.
Can you get your blood drawn? Does that gross you out?
Oh, God, I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I passed out almost one time.
Okay, so that's fair. It's not so much that like the idea of a female menstruating is grossing you out. It's just blood in general.
Yeah, blood in general. I just don't do very well with. But it's weird.
Like, fair.
If someone's in a scenario where they need help, I'm like Superman. Like, it doesn't bother me at all for some reason. Like, I just switch my brain off. But normally, it just boom.
When has that happened? Where like somebody's.
Well, my roommate had surgery, and he had a huge scar down his stomach and stuff like that. And like, I was like, I just got to be cool for him. I got to help him because he can't move, you know. And so I just got over it really quick. But my day to day, oh man, like if I cut myself, I'll just be like,
watching.
Like, all right, just gotta like hold on, just go.
Dude,
do you
were pretty drunk at my birthday. Do you remember when you cut yourself?
Yeah. That was small, though, and I was hammered.
But because you were hammered, it was a small cut, but because you were hammered, your blood was very thin. So it was kind of flowing a little bit.
Oh,
I'm sitting next to you. So it kept, like, we put a napkin in, it just kept filling up with blood.
Not my finest moment.
No, and so I literally just grabbed his hand. I'm like, stop getting blood on everything. I felt like you were my child. Like, I grabbed his hand. I'm like, please, waiter, can I get some Band-Aids? Thank you.
A little context. That was the big fight when McGregor went down. That was a little over-celebration.
And he, like, sat down and broke a glass. Yeah. Or, like, slammed his fist down and broke a glass. So I sat there, like, I'm like, hold on. There's pictures of me somewhere, actually, like, putting the Band-Aid on. Mending and me looking really annoyed.
Yep.
Because I'm just like, Sarah, I am not being a mom. I am trying not to get kicked out of this bar on my birthday.
Yeah.
This is my bar. I'm not trying to be, because Sarah gets mad at me when I mom her too much.
Sarah gets mad at everything.
Wow. All right. Hot take.
This one I call BS as well. Exercise. Honestly, I don't care how in shape you are. No one looks their best after dripping sweat all over the treadmill for 45 minutes. Also, exercising or failing at exercise can be embarrassing, and I don't really want anyone to watch that.
No, girls look sexy when they're sweating.
Because they're glowing, their hair's all messy in a ponytail. When a girl puts her hair in a ponytail, you know what that means.
All right.
Oh.
Well, wow. I was reading a thing this girl said. She's like, my boyfriend has revealed to me that he gets turned on when I put my hair in a ponytail when I have to do anything, because... That makes him think of something else she does when she puts her hair in a ponytail.
I've never had a girl put her hair in a ponytail while doing that, so.
Well, it's like, hey, this is happening. Hold on.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, like, every girl has left their hair down with me, so.
Huh.
Maybe they don't want you to look at them.
I can't. I'm trying to remember. Fine. I don't know. It hasn't sparked anything in my memory, so I would be with you on this one, Danny.
Fair enough. Next time that happens, you will be keeping an eye out.
I would say watching a girl work out or seeing her sweaty after a workout would turn me on more than anything. I don't think it would be gross at all.
I work out 5 days a week.
Yeah, you
so
do.
My thing about it is that if I'm watching a girl work out, I'm going to be angry a little bit because I'm going to be so tired by the end of my workout, I'm going to assume nothing's happening.
You don't get, like, sometimes when I work out, depending on the time of day, I get kind of revitalized, so I can't take a nap after I work out because I can't sleep.
Halfway through. If I go more, so I work out for about maybe an hour and a half. So 45 minutes into that workout, I will tell you whether or not I'm good to go or not. Because after that 45-minute period, I'm done. I'm going to go, like, exert every last amount of energy I have and then just go home and straight to the couch.
But would you watching a girl, like, if you could you watch a girl work out, though?
Yeah. Oh, man. I watch them work out all the time, right. Apparently. But
well, your girl.
But
like
my girl, yeah, probably. I don't think they would probably work out with me, to be honest with you. I don't think I'd have a problem with it. It'd be in the back of my head kind of a thing.
It's like, hey, what's up?
But there'd have to be a plan. I'll tell you that. Because that could be included in the workout, the after workout.
That's true. That could be
the cardio for the day. Just
say the
cardio.
Come down, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the come down.
Ah, the unwind.
The unwind. There you go.
The next one is getting dressed. This is definitely a bigger issue for some more women or some women than others. But let's face it, it's not flattering when you're jiggling your booty into an extra skinny pair of jeans.
Yes, it is.
Sure, they look great once they're on, but getting there not the most fun. And then Augustine texted last week, and we read this last week. Hey, ladies. So the one when we talked about this, he said. The only do and don't that stuck out with me was the one that you shouldn't get dressed in front of your man because you don't want them to see you squeezing your butt in your jeans. The only reason I would agree to this, for a woman not doing this, he means, is if she wants to keep them on. It's like, I think it is so hot to see a girl's butt going into those jeans. I would just go over and take them right off. I love it.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I just pulled a picture up for Joe.
Don't Google search this for me right now, guy. We're at work.
There's nothing that's not sexy about that. That's
just
fantastic.
Like, boop, boop, jump, jump, jump.
I honestly don't. I mean, like I said it before, I don't even know how you guys fit in those jeans half the time.
Yeah.
Like, and literally, I'll be at bars and it'll like come over my mind when I watch it go up. I'll be like an hour minimum to get into those jeans.
To be fair, a lot of the jeans we have a lot of stretch to them. So it's a lot easier than your jeans.
But they look like they're about to snap.
I like, I wear skinny jeans and I know the struggle. And at that point, I mean, it might look funny to watch me doing it, but if a girl's doing it, it's so cute.
I can feel you on that.
I would not find that unattractive.
I mean, like you said, they're either putting on or taking off clothes, so either of those processes is usually fine.
Yeah.
Next one on the list is watching trashy TV.
No. Ooh, how trashy. I like a good trashy television show every once in a while.
It's like, we love the Duggars just as much as you do, but it's definitely an indulgence we indulge by ourselves and not with an audience. Like
the Duggars?
Yeah, that was.
Trashy TV. You're talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's cool as long as you know that it's not real. There are some of those girls that think The Bachelor is real.
Sarah.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not a thing.
I mean, but everyone has their indulgent shows they watch. Like, I used to watch the crap out of the Duggars because I thought they were so bad, like ass backwards.
I watch Jersey Shore all the time. That show's hilarious.
But I've known people that think that is real life and that's how they want to live their life. And those are people that I do not want to associate with.
No, and that's where you're stepping over the line there.
It's like, calm down, buddy.
That might turn me off, to be honest with you. If that's like all she watched was like Kim Kardashian and The Bachelorette and not like that. At that point, I would just probably be like, well,
we're not
look
into the same stuff.
Yeah. Don't watch it while I'm around. Cause like, I don't want to watch it. And if that's another thing is if she's making me watch it with her, that's no.
Oh, you mean like if for instance, you had sex and then afterwards she wanted to put something on TV and it was one of those shows, you would sit there and you'd be like, oh, man, this is going to happen every time kind of a thing?
Yeah, that would really bother
that
me.
I think I would be on your level too. I think if it was every time, I'd just be like, come on, what are we going to, can we, I don't know, you want to go with coffee or something?
Or even if it was like a weekly thing. Like let's say that like every Tuesday she's like, I can't hang out because I have to watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'd be like, all right, I can't. Like, do it at a different time. There's such thing as DVR. Watch it when I'm not around.
I meet so many girls that have to watch that stuff. You know, I've met so many that have been like,
are they all Sarah's friends?
No. Even my friends' friends and their girlfriends. They watch, a show. They always have one show that they all watch together.
Sure.
Whether it be The Bachelor or even Survivor, right? And I like Survivor, but some of those shows can be considered trashy now.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, I don't really all the shows I watch are for the podcast mostly at this point, between like Gotham and I'm watching Shannara Chronicles.
No, but you watch interesting stuff.
Yeah, but like every now and then, like I used to be, so on Saturdays they used to air all of one season of, what is that, Supermodel one with Tyra Banks.
Oh, America's Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Model.
And shout out to my ladies.
Honestly, I don't give a crap about the models. I don't care about the drama. I'm just like, I just want to see them actually trying to get the picture, and I want to see the final result. That's all I care about. Because I love seeing like the ideas they come up with and the techniques for like getting the perfect picture. Other than that, I don't. But I will sit. I used to sit there and watch the entire episode or the entire season in one day.
I love to sleep in. So my big thing is you got to find a girl that likes an 8-season sitcom, like, you know, like How I Met Your Mother or Scrubs
Friends.
Or Friends. Yeah, something like that. That way that when I'm sleeping, because I'll sleep in late, that they can just flip that on, you know, and that way I wake up, you know, to a nice little comedy so I'm not pissed off. If I'm waking up to Kim Kardashian flipping something on her butt, you know, like a cup, I mean, it's not going to be a great morning.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair. So that was the whole list, but they did have a shorter, much shorter list for men.
Oh.
It's 12 gross things a husband should never do in front of his wife, and was curious what you guys think about this.
Wake up with Danny V next to you. Whoops.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow.
Don't do that in front of your wife. Spit in the sink or in the shower.
Ooh.
Like, what, hock a loogie. Like, I'm guessing that doesn't mean spit with your toothpaste.
Yeah, I don't do that. So, I mean, I spit on the street. And I've had.
I think they mean just in general too, spitting.
Right, and I've had a girl be like, "That's gross. Don't do that." And that I was just like, "Okay." Once again, if it's excessive, or to the point, like if you're taking a shower together and you're like, you know, and do it.
I think if you're sick though and you're in the shower, as long as you do it by the drain, because I don't want to accidentally step on that booger.
Right. As long as you're respectful, I feel like, but I don't know.
But I don't mind.
I don't spit that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only did when I played soccer, because when you're running, the mucus is going, so you just kind of hock a loogie or you get a lot of spit in your mouth, so you kind of had to.
I did have, my ex-wife used to have a problem with me. Like, when I talk a lot, I have sinus problems, and so my nose gets really, and so I would do the noise of.
Get really what?
Like mucusy.
Oh, okay.
And so I'd be like. I can do it right now, just the you like type of thing. And I would do that, and it was, you know, she would have a problem with that. I'd be like, please don't do that around me.
So you basically are a pug.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
That's a good, yeah.
Next one is pass gas loudly.
Yeah, we already know about
once
that.
Again, no.
Peeing in the shower.
Oh,
as long as you don't do it on me, unless I had like something on my toenails that I needed you to take care of, you know, any of the athlete's
foot. If I was doing
foot.
A joint shower, I'm not going to pee in the shower
right,
with someone else in there with me. That's rude.
That's the one thing where I'm like, I really need to pee, and I've had guys like, just do it. But yeah. I'm more embarrassed because I wasn't really hydrated.
Oh,
so
it's all yellow.
Like, it was all yellow. I'm like, don't look. Don't look. Don't judge me in my non-hydrated body.
I won't do it in front of a girl ever, but no. I will pee in the shower every single day.
I will say, though, when you're drunk and out on the streets, I've had a couple of girls be like, hey, I just need to go to the bathroom right now.
Oh,
or I've
fine.
Been like, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. Just don't, turn around. I'm going to run that way kind of a thing.
Actually, last time me and Joe went out, me and my girlfriend had a mutual pee.
That's funny.
Yeah, she got lost afterwards.
In the lovely streets of Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I've never peed out in public. I couldn't do it. I have a pretty good bladder where I'll hold it, which is probably not a good thing for me. But
okay,
I can
but what if
it.
You were blackout drunk?
I've never been blackout drunk.
Oh.
Sorry. It's fun.
No.
It's actually not very fun.
I've had the closest I've ever been to blackout drunk is where like I'd miss out like within like an hour period I drift in and out. So I couldn't remember what I said.
Sure.
But I remember where I was and what I was doing.
Gotcha.
But I've never been 100% blackout drunk, cuz usually when you have that drink you're like I'm done. Like I'm going, if I have one more drink after this, I'll probably black out. But this is the drink that's going to cause me to vomit later today. So once I have that drink, I'll immediately go to the bathroom and take care of it. I will remove that drink from my body.
Gotcha. Goodbye, drink.
Yeah, I just paid $10 for you. Yay, for vomit. Yeah, but I mean, I have guys that pee in the shower. I'm like, just try not to get it on me. I'm about to shower anyway, so it doesn't bother me. And then same if I really, really need to pee. Or I'll say, hey, give me 3 minutes and then you can hop in the shower. Let me pee first.
The one that freaks me out is, and it's kind of related, is peeing. And I don't know why, but like it has always freaked me out when a girl's like, oh, go ahead and pee. Like if she's like doing her hair in the bathroom and the toilet's right there. It freaks me. Don't get me wrong. I'll still do it. But that's because I have anxiety with peeing anyway. Like even if here at work, if we have the two urinals that are next to each other, and if I go in there and I'm like waiting to pee and then like Steve walks in and is peeing right next to me, I can't go until
so
he leaves.
You have a shy bladder.
Yeah, which is weird because I don't know why.
Huh.
I don't know why I'm like that. But yeah, for some reason, it's not, and it's not necessarily like I have a problem if she pees in front of me, but it's just one of those, it's weird to me. And plus, the other thing is I don't like to smell it.
That's
I hate the smell of urine.
Hmm.
That is fair.
You must not like pets then.
No, I hate
pets. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind. I've seen guys urinate in front of me. It does not bother me at all. I hate it when they don't wash their hands and they touch the toilet lid.
What?
Like if they touch the toilet and they handle everything, I'm like, wash your hands. He's like, I just peed. I'm like, but you touched dirty things.
It's the toilet.
The toilet is dirty. Wash your hands.
Oh, after.
After. So let's say they were being cool
obviously.
And they put both lids down. Just quickly rinse. And I even had an ex-boyfriend. I'm like, he'd get so mad when I'd ask him to wash his hands. I'm like, I didn't hear you wash your hands, dude.
Yeah.
I got a quick question.
Like, it just bugs me.
What do you think about the whole toilet theory? Should men have to always raise and lower the toilet?
I have my rule in my house that I taught my brother. Yeah.
Here we go.
When I shared a bathroom with my brother, he followed this rule, and my current roommate, him and his wife, follow this rule as well. You put both lids down, then you flush.
Oh, wow.
I do that every single time.
Every time?
Every time you flush,
Hell no.
One, because of the germ particles, but two, I do notice that it smells less like pee and toilet water in the bathroom, like, later. So,
if
you keep flushing with the lid up, I feel like it smells like toilet water quicker.
I mean, the bathroom smells
gross faster.
I have a big problem with girls who have a problem with me not putting the toilet seat down. Because you know what? As easy as it's always been the argument of you can just put it down. I'm like, you know what? You can just lift it up. It's not.
I have no problem with lifting the seat up because I put the lid down every time too.
Yeah.
I'm putting the lid down too. It's not you have to put the lid down. Mm-hmm. I don't have to. No, we all put the lid down and flush because
that.
I just feel like it's less disgusting in my bathroom if we keep the lid down.
I couldn't live
in
with
my
that.
Opinion.
Nope. I would lose my mind.
That's a sexist rule. Here's why. Effort. Let's look at the effort of it, right? We don't always have to sit down. Look, that's just genetics.
Yeah.
That's how it goes,
then
right?
Then go pee in the shower.
But here's
the thing.
I think you should just leave the toilet seat down, though.
Nope.
If you go to the bathroom, leave the toilet seat down, and then I'll go in there and lift it up, and then I'm going to leave it that way. And then when you come back in, you have to put it down. And then we're both doing effort when we have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Right? Because that's only fair, because then whoever uses the bathroom the most is going to do the most, you know, work.
The thing is, you're worried that you have to lift it up when you have to pee, too. You have the convenience of being able to stand up and pee. I do not have that convenience.
Yeah.
But there's not that much more of an effort to sit down.
Exactly. So what does it matter to, like, having to lift the seat? Just quickly pull it up and go to the bathroom.
Because it's unnecessary.
But then
you're going to be the one having to clean my bathroom.
Well, everyone has to clean the bathroom.
More often. I'd demand that being cleaned weekly as opposed to every couple of weeks.
But that's a germaphobe thing. Because like you said, you demand that because the germ particles.
Bad.
To me, that doesn't bother me at all. Like germ particles, I can dollar bills are more dirty than your bathroom is.
And you put your mouth on that too.
Yes, I do. Every Saturday. No, it's one of those things of just that doesn't bother me at all. It's literally just the fact of I don't think it's okay for, kind of like Joe said, at that point, if I go in, leave the seat up, it's easier for you to put it down. The same way as if I walk in and you left it down, I can put it up.
It's not so, I don't have a problem with having to lift it or whatever. That
you
doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I get
it. If there is a way that when you flush it would go down, that'd be great. I just don't want, if you're going to pee and you're not going to flush it, that's totally fine.
No, you gotta flush it. What?
But yeah, exactly. But if you're gonna flush it, anytime the toilet's flushed is what I'm saying.
Because you don't like it splashing.
I don't like it splashing.
I mean, I don't get it, but
that's why I don't want it splashing. Because they've done studies that say when you flush a toilet, particles can go up, like I forget how many feet.
Yeah. Well, that depends on your toilet, though. If you got a nice toilet, it's not going to splash too much.
Will you eat
how
in
do
the
we
bathroom?
Know this?
Will you eat in the bathroom?
No, I will drink in the bathroom. Maybe well, have... But so, in the shower, not in the toilet.
Well, so for instance, Vicky, the toilets we have here at work, they're high powered. And I totally agree with you. Like, if you have the seat up, it's going to splash everywhere. But my toilet doesn't do that. My toilet's totally fine. It doesn't, like, splash everywhere.
How do you know it doesn't splash? Go sit on the toilet next time you have to poo and flush the toilet while you're still sitting on it bare ass.
I've done that before.
And you can see how much it splashes.
But that's because sometimes you need a courtesy flush in the middle.
But splashing straight up isn't necessarily going to get out of the toilet. Might even got low-hanging fruit at that point.
That's true.
It's going to go right back into the toilet most of the time.
We're having toilet talk here.
Anyways, but because, I mean, that's the focus of where all the water's going.
Okay,
right
so
in the middle.
According to this, Let's see. The real reason to close the toilet lid is a phenomenon known as a toilet plume. When you flush a toilet, the swirling water that removes your waste from the bowl also mixes with small particles of the waste, shooting aerosols feces into the air.
Yeah, well, like I said,
it's fine.
Totally. I mean, it's also going to smell worse.
Hey,
there's feces everywhere.
No, I understand that. It's, for me, it's a smell thing, and I can tell. Like when I go into a guy's bathroom, I can tell. Like even if the lid's down, I could smell. Hey, they flush without closing the lid because it does smell like toilet water on the walls.
Well, you also got to have something in your. You mean, I don't know about you, but I got to have a candle or something in there anyways.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're going to drop a deuce at your house and you got to have people over.
Poopery.
Wow.
Get the poopery. Another one we talked about earlier, pick your nose.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'll pick my nose in front of any girl. So.
You're doing it right now.
Right. Belch is another one. Don't do that in front of your wife. I don't care.
No.
Seems like the same list. I like it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. What's the next one? Knock her breast size. Don't make fun of her boobs.
Of course.
Don't make
not.
Fun of, you
That's
know.
Stupid. Don't make fun of your significant other. That should just be where,
yeah, right?
where it ends, right there.
Pick your toes. Just pick at them.
Who does that?
Toes?
Like, you know, when you toes, like when you get the little,
I mean, I agree with that.
The little fuzzies in between your toes from the socks.
I must just be a clean person and not know it.
Well, I mean, that one, I agree with that. Like, I don't think you should pick your feet in front of your girlfriend.
So stomach lint,
wife.
Too, is the same way? I
stomach lint cracks me up. I don't know why. It makes me, because I used to be, when I was a little kid, I'd go poke my dad's belly button, and he's a hairy guy. So I'd find all the lint in his belly, and I thought it was hilarious. He's going to vomit. Look at him.
That I mean, the thought of that just creeps me out.
It does a little bit.
Like belly button.
I can't say that if I walked into a room and you were sitting there like picking your belly button, that I would be grossed out necessarily. I'd be just like, what are you doing?
Side note, if you want to find something, whether you're hairy or not, it's probably going to be easier if you're not hairy. Take a Q-tip, put some rubbing alcohol on it, and just start rubbing in your belly button.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's going to feel very weird, but your belly button gets disgusting.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize
he's just staring at me like, yeah, Joe.
Have you ever done it?
Do you remember? No, I've never done that before.
Just do it. What? It will fascinate
but do
you.
Do it and you'll be grossed out.
Do you not clean yourself in the shower?
Yeah, well, for me, I have a...
You have little wrinkles in there.
Yeah, like in the little wet wrinkles. Side note, also, I had an appendix taken out when I was like 15. So my belly button's a lot smaller than it used to be. So it's a lot narrower.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, because they go through. It's like the top part. They make a little incision on the top of my belly button, on my side, and then on my pelvis.
Huh.
And so it's better than having like a big old scar on the side.
Give me a scar so I can have a sweet story.
Yeah.
I got
stabbed protecting someone.
Yeah.
Next one was pretty obvious. Don't ogle her friend.
Ooh. Hold on. I got a question about this.
Okay. All right, let's
go.
Where's the line here? Because you got that thing, right, where you're with a chick. She introduces you to a friend.
Yes.
And she says something like, gosh, isn't she so beautiful? What are you allowed to then be like, God, yeah, she's like pretty attractive.
If she asks, yes.
It's like, don't you think she's pretty? It's like, yeah, no, she's pretty, but not as pretty as you.
No, don't say
no.
That.
Yeah,
she's so corny.
It is actually. No, she will see right through it.
At that
it's
point.
It's like, yeah, no. Yeah, she's cute. Like, use words that aren't threatening.
Yeah.
Cute.
That aren't
don't say
threatening.
If like depends on how insecure your girl is. If a girl like that's pretty chill and she's like, oh, isn't she gorgeous? Yeah, no, she's really pretty. She's cute. But if like when I say non-threatening, I had an ex-boyfriend, same ex-boyfriend who told me to lose weight. We were chatting about a girlfriend we both found out we were mutual friends with, and she had a lot of issues in her life. And it's like, man, you know, she keeps thinking that she needs to lose weight and all this stuff, and I just don't understand how she doesn't see that she's so effing gorgeous. She's so effing hot. In front of me, I'm like, you know I'm your girlfriend, right?
That's weird.
Like, don't say that she's effing hot in front of me.
I feel like, yeah, if I thought that somebody, one of my girlfriend's friends was hot, I think I would probably just be like, and she asked me, I think I would just be like, yeah, she's attractive, but.
I don't ever know how to react to that. I see it happen all the time, too. You know, I've watched my friend get caught looking at another girl next to his girl. And he just looks at me and goes, I'm going to be in the doghouse tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know. What are you supposed to do? As a guy, it's tough. It's not like you don't find other women to still be attractive. But, I mean, it's not like you're, like, thinking, oh, I'm going to go have sex with that chick. You're just kind of like, you just notice it like a flower or
something.
Yeah,
but
you
know? Probably shouldn't say anything.
Well, you don't have to say anything, but what if you get caught? What do you say when they're like, well, do you think she's attractive?
I thought I saw a spider on her leg.
Don't lie.
See, I love lying.
Lying is so dumb. I can't lie. I literally go, yeah, I do. Or I think that gets me in trouble a lot of times, to be honest with you.
Well, I feel like there's a way to not lie, but also not be so bold about it, I guess.
But
it's
why
like,
are you asking the question? I don't
true.
Get it.
That's
why
true.
Are you asking
don't,
me that?
Don't ask me because you know you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. However, I feel like if I got caught looking at a girl and my girlfriend was like, what, do you find her attractive or something? I wouldn't, I see what Vicky's saying. I wouldn't necessarily lie. I would just be like, no, I was just looking at her.
It's like, oh, yeah.
There's a difference between looking,
yeah, looking
and thinking she's hot.
That's true. That's a good way to walk around it. But the way I see looking. It is, if I'm eating pizza and somebody walks by with a nice helping plate of chicken teriyaki, I mean, I'm going to look. It's not that I'm going to go away from the pizza I'm enjoying.
I always joked with an ex-boyfriend. It's like we had the relationship where we would check out chicks together. It's like, what do you think? Oh, man, I really like her face. I don't know if I like that hair color. Like, we would judge women together.
Right.
And so I feel like it, and there were times where, you know, I'm like, you know what? And I had to be straight up. It's like, I'm feeling a little insecure today. I'm not feeling my best. I don't really feel like doing this today.
That's a bad path to go down.
That's
dangerous. I think granted, if you're into that, like, but you also both have to be very secure
right.
with your relationship. But I feel like you're heading down a bad path.
If you're checking out other chicks?
Yeah. Or you're checking
but,
out like, other
would,
people.
We
in
would
general.
Check out guys too. Like,
well,
it's
no,
like, oh,
well,
what do we think of this person? I think it also depends on how secure. I know we all have our weekdays where some days we like more often than not, I feel like I'm on top of the world. But then I'll have a couple days where, you know, hormones are kicking in. I'm like, I'm just feeling like crap, man. And nothing is making me feel good. And I'm just going to figure it out on my own. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know what, hun? What we normally do, I understand it's not your fault, but I don't want to do A, B, and C today. In regards to anything.
If that's your thing, I agree. However, like one of the, and I'll throw this out there, one of the biggest things that I have, not biggest, like, I just don't like it, is sitting there having the conversation of, hey.
Sorry.
No,
I'm just really excited.
I just have a thing with people, like, having, talking about their celebrity crushes even mm-hmm. to a point of where it gets excessive. It's one thing if you're just like, oh, I think Ryan Gosling's hot, or oh, I think Jennifer Lawrence is hot, but to the point of where it's like you're obsessing over that person, that's gonna make me jealous, and I don't know why. It's just something with me.
No, I can feel you. I mean, I think this is why my scale is always the greatest. If you literally should just live every relationship on the 1 to 0 scale, and it's all it is. Would you have sex with the person or would you not have sex with them, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like the scale's permanent. Any person can change on it, right? But the idea is that way, if you get caught or something, and they're like, well, do you think she's hot? I'm like, well, I mean, she's a one.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, and they go, well, what am I? I'm like, well, you're clearly a one. How many times have we had sex?
You know, like one as in
one
good?
Is you'd have sex with them, or zero as you wouldn't have sex with them.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like for some reason I was thinking 1 to 10.
No, and that's the reason why. And that way it's not, am I more attractive, or, you know, is she more beautiful?
You do realize that women are not black and white like that. They're not zeros and ones. We are black to white and all the grays in between.
No, I get it. And for women, it don't work like that. But I wish I could explain that to them. You know, mm-hmm. like, I don't care how hot a chick is, right? In my head, it's literally just, yeah. I would have sex with that woman right now. Because, I mean, that's, I mean, you're
to
looking
be fair,
at some
that's
random
mostly,
person.
That's usually the case. With
There's
the
a lot more zeros out there than you think.
That's
and it's
true.
Not just out of physical attractiveness.
No, yeah, it's the drama. You don't like any drama. You want to make sure they're cool.
There's
people.
A lot of stuff that goes into it. Like, that's why it can change. But yeah. I think it kind of protects you in that sort of like, you know, you see, if I see freaking, young Jessica Alba on the street, and I see her like, wow, there's Jessica Alba. She's so beautiful in real life. And I get, you know, yelled at for that. It's ridiculous because, yeah. you know, out of how it goes, right? I mean, I would have sex with Jessica Alba.
But on the other hand, if you have a girl and she, like, sees a really sexy dude, she's like, ooh, like, you catch her staring. Would that bother you? Or if she's like, if you asked her, were you staring at that dude, how would you react?
No, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. Like,
he's
I mean,
a hot dude.
Like, look, I'm not that self-conceited to know that I'm not a 10, you know, in that sense, right? I'm not freaking, you know, young Harrison Ford or Ryan Gosling or any of that, right? I'm not that guy. But at the same time, if you see that guy on the street and you're like, wow, that guy's really attractive, I'd be like, oh, good for you. I'm glad you at least noticed, right? Like,
right.
I mean, appreciate the beauty that is in the world, in my opinion.
As long as you don't harp on it. I think that's my problem let's get into it. That's how my ex-wife was, is she would sit there and constantly talk about the men she was attracted to outside of the relationship. Not necessarily on the street, but celebrities and stuff like that. And that made me insecure because I'm like, God, I could never look like Ryan Gosling. Like, I'm not that person. But it would just make me feel insecure because it's like, well, if that's what you like, then why are you with me?
I think it's also having communications with your partner. And like, that guy I was dating, like when we would do that, I understood, like, okay, you love me, you're with me for a reason. And I trust you that you're not going to just cheat on me or do something with this other person. But it's like, yeah, we were comfortable enough to talk about it. But we also knew, like, if I was dating you, Danny, I'd understand, okay, this is something that he doesn't like, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
But I still, like, if I still, like, was in love with you and I wanted to be with you, then I'm like, okay, if that's how he operates, then I have to respect the way he operates. But in this particular situation with this significant other, it was kind of more with, like, the Joe thing. It's like, yeah, no, I was looking. Like, it's like, yeah, did you see him? He's like, and then my ex would even say, hey, well, damn, that guy was hot. Check him out.
Yeah.
And vice versa. I'm like, dude, look at these girls' boobs.
Yeah.
About to pop out.
Exactly. And so that's how it is. But if they're harping on it, like you said, like, it's something you're talking about at home. Then it gets a little weird, right? Because then you're like, why are you still thinking about it? Because for us guys, usually when we're in public, it's a 1 second, 2 second thing. You know,
it's like, hey, look at the hot girl that I'm never going to be able to talk to. All right, move on.
Plus, actually, one of the more entertaining things.
It's also a nice way to say that. It's like, I'm never going to be able to talk to that hot girl, so I'm with you, babe.
Yeah, well, no, that's funny, and you should never say that.
Yeah. But
it is funny when you see a group of girls that, you know, or like you have like four of your boys and then four of your girls, and the girls are off doing something, and you're off with your guys doing something, mm-hmm. and you see them watching other guys go by, and they're like kind of pointing them out. And you're like kind of like giggling and laughing. I always laugh because I always look over. I go, look, they're doing what we're doing. You see over there? Because they do it too. I mean,
yeah, they totally do it.
All in good fun, really, in my opinion.
Next one on the list, because we did discuss that one for a little while, which I like. Scratch your balls. I don't care.
My balls don't get that itchy.
mind you. And
my thing is, if you're like full on skin grabbing them and you haven't showered, you wash your hands. Because I don't want to smell your junk. Gunk. Say that 10 times fast.
It's one of those I don't like to show anyone that. It's not necessarily just about girls. It's like I feel like I'm not going to be sitting there like, yeah, guys, what's up this morning?
But like I've known guys that just rest their hand there. Like they'll put their hand like in their pants over their underwear and just grab them.
God.
And they'll just kind of hold on to them like in a safe place. Cause sometimes I'll do that. I'll be walking around my house and I'm just grabbing boob. Just like la la la, or I'll stick my hands in my bra because they're like holsters, and I'm just like, my hands are just hanging.
All right, so how full disclosure do we want to get here?
Well, if it gets dirty, I might have to bleep you out.
No, it's not that dirty. This is the most disgusting thing about myself.
You scratch your boys and smell it.
I used to.
Oh!
When I was in high school, that became a thing, and it was just a tick that I had. It was just one of those, like, I don't know why I did it, and I don't even know. It was
safety
it took,
check.
It took a movie, and I think that's why. I think it was because it was, like, when I was a kid, I was a smelly kid. And so when it was just, like, one of those, like, I learned to check myself to make sure that I wasn't overly smelly, and it just kind of became a thing. It took a movie for me to realize that I was doing it. And my
what movie was it?
Ex, I believe it, Friends with Benefits or something.
Okay.
And Joel McHale is the guy. He's the a-hole boss who does it. And I was like, that's gross. And my ex-wife was like, you do that all the time. And I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, pay attention. And I noticed and I was like, oh my God, I need to stop. Like that is disgusting.
I have a problem.
I did. Since then I've no.
Like, I think it is natural for some of those areas because they do smell like weird.
Yeah.
There are a couple of areas that smell weird where you're just like, you just catch yourself doing it every once in a while to see, is everything all right down there?
I used to do it with my armpits.
Armpits,
too.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily because I like the smell or anything.
No,
it was just more of like, it became a thing. And so at that point, I don't like doing that.
I smell my armpits just because I'm paranoid that I smell, and it's not so much a smells good.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, or I'll have Sarah too. I'm like, do I smell like I? Because sometimes you can't tell if you're smelling all deodorant with stank or just deodorant.
You know what's a lifesaver, Joe?
What's that?
If you ever do have your boy sweaty, get some baby powder.
Yeah,
baby powder is awesome.
Cornstarch.
That too.
I don't think I'd ever do that in public, though. I don't know why you'd ever scratch your boys in public. You got to, like, do the waddle. Yeah. Every once in a while, you got to do a little waddle.
Like, where it, like, kind of pinches itself.
Yeah.
It's
try to work it out.
Yeah.
next one is floss your teeth, like the girl list.
No, I'll do that all day
continue.
Long.
Continue.
Yeah.
Yep.
This one's gross.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Take off your skid-marked underwear.
That's not a thing.
Like,
I use baby wipes for that reason.
Yeah. If you have skid mark underwear,
do
don't do that in
wipes?
Front of you.
Like
potty.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here?
Well, not here.
Oh.
But you could always, I knew a guy I was seeing who carried some in like a little plastic baggie, and he'd keep it in his back pocket.
Yeah.
His pants were a lot looser than yours, Danny.
Yeah. Well.
Shots fired.
It's not even necessarily about the skid marks at that point. It's about the smell. If you've ever been with somebody who doesn't know how to wipe properly, there's that
And that was another thing on the list, too. I accidentally skipped over. It's like, don't wipe in front of your significant other. No one wants to see that.
That's weird. I'm sorry. I don't want to see that.
Don't, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the smell for me. So that's why I will always carry, or I will always use wet wipes.
Easy enough.
Yeah. Have you ever used wet wipes? I keep some in my bathroom at all times.
I've done it before, but I don't habitually do it.
Yeah.
It's not a ritual every day. Yeah. Got to break out those wet wipes.
Dollar Shave Club, actually, they have these things called wet, I don't even know what they're called, but they're basically wet wipes that they sell and they smell like mint. Oh, they're fantastic.
Ooh.
Huh.
Get a little tingle.
Are they a dollar?
$4.
Do you want to keep going or do you guys?
One more. I'm
already done with that list. I can start another thing that kind of pissed me off.
One more.
You want to do one more thing?
Yeah. One more. Pick the top one that you want to talk about, Vicky.
Well, this is the thing. This guy found the most insane relationship contract in a used car. So apparently it seems like he got a used car and while looking through it, he found this whole list this girlfriend made for her boyfriend. And this guy said some poor guy traded in his car and he had a contract from his girlfriend in it. Some of the favorites, and I wanted, you are not to hang out with your friends more than 2 times a week.
Mm.
You are not to look at a single girl.
Mm. That's tough.
Yeah, you are not to get mad at me for a single thing ever again. So I'm guessing he cheated.
Wow.
Must have been, yeah.
You are not allowed to drink unless I am with you.
Stupid.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And the stupid computer.
How to build a liar.
I used to have a thing with drinking, but this was also when I wasn't as big of a drinker as I am now. But it was just to the point of like, it made me nervous not really knowing what what alcohol could do to you. And at that point, it's like if my girlfriend would go out, especially to a party or something, and drink, it would make me really, and I'm talking when I was, early 20s, it would make me really nervous because it's like, I didn't know what the effects were and I didn't know how much control you wouldn't have. And it's like, at that point, your inhibitions go down and it just made me feel really uncomfortable until I actually started drinking. Then I was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, for the most part, you're going to be, but so at that point it was just like, well, no, I don't see that. And that's not going to happen for me now either. And that's something that I just grew up from was like at a certain point in my life, I was a very jealous person when I was 16, 17 years old. And I feel like I just grew out of it because at that point it was like, well, if I don't want to be treated that way, then I'm not going to treat my girlfriend that way.
Yeah. Ultimatums don't usually work out very well. A lot of people swear by them, but man, I don't, when you're given your significant other or even just your friend, just a rule that they can never break. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Right.
That's a lot of scenarios that they're going to have to like avoid. And
have you ever had somebody put on a huge rule like that?
Yeah, I've had a lot of my friends. Like, well, I personally have never done. You got to understand with me, I don't got problems like that. I try to avoid those problems specifically. Don't be an idiot. Don't put yourself in a scenario where you're going to hurt someone on accident because you're too drunk or you're going to say something dumb if you can help it. I get it. Happens, but I'm a happy-go-lucky drunk, and I'm a big guy. I can drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking most people under the table before they're even, before I'm even close to getting drunk. They're, gone. So
at that point, I feel like you have to look at yourself. If you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to get drunk and hook up with another girl, that's on you. That's not on her. And at that point, why are you in a relationship if you're doing that kind of stuff? So at that point, it's like, if you get to the point of where your girlfriend's telling you like, hey, you're not going to go drink without me. Hey, you're not going to go hang out with your boys without me. Like at that point, it's like, wait a minute, why are we here? Did I do something wrong? Is it her? And at that point, why are you in a relationship? Because obviously neither of you can handle it.
Well, she put a limit on it. You can't drink more than 2 times a week. Isn't that what she said?
No, hang out with your boyfriend.
Hang out with your friends.
Your boys. With your friends.
Yeah. That sounds like he's getting drunk 3 or 4 times a week with his friends doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, And at that point, I mean, I get that it's an ultimatum thing, but just sit him down and be like, hey, man, I want to let you know, like, it's over.
And why are you in a relationship if you're never together? And granted, don't get me wrong, I get there are those kind of relationships where, the one person's out all the time, the other person's at home all the time. And that's totally fine if you guys are both okay with that. I know that for in the relationship I'm in, I don't want to be alone 5 nights a week.
Sure.
That's just me. So at that point, that relationship wouldn't be okay with me.
All right. Well, let me read you. I'm just going to go down the list. And if you guys want to like disagree or agree or have something to say with any of these, let me know.
Okay.
You are not to have a single girl's phone number. You are not to follow them on any social media, including Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. You are not to hang out with Keegan, including his house, or anywhere in public. You are not to go to Honda without me. Vroom, vroom. I don't know what the hell that means.
Honda.
Honda.
They go to the Honda store, I guess.
Maybe there's a hot girl that works at Honda.
Right. Ooh. You are not to hang out with your friends for more than two times a week. You are not to look at a single girl. If a girl comes up at up to you at any place or any time, you walk away.
Wow.
Mo is not is to not hang out with us every time we hang out. You are not to ask for, you know, a certain activity. You speak into the microphone.
Oh.
You're not allowed to ask for that.
Glad she had to write that one down.
Yeah.
Right. You are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever again. You're not to bring up Tyler, Noah, Devin, or Josh ever again. You are not allowed to drink unless I am with you.
Get out of the relationship.
I am allowed to do a phone check whenever I please. If we move in there, are never to be any girls at our house. If we move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed over. If I catch you around with girls, I'll kill you.
Oh.
You are not to ditch me for your friends. Austin does not control when I hang out with you. Never. We are to go on a legit date once every 2 weeks at least. If I say jump, you say hi, how high, princess? You are to make sure you tell me you love me once a day at least so I know you're not messing around. And the last one is, you are never to take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
So, Danny,
out,
crazy?
Out, out, so out.
Well, see, at that point, it's there's a lot of issues going on. And at that point, I feel like, yeah, there was probably cheating. There was probably, I just think at that point, once again, I agree with some of those things, but not as rules. If you're in a relationship, I totally understand saying I love you every day. If you're like, in a relationship,
that shouldn't be like a mandatory thing.
It shouldn't be a, and then at that point, if unless something terrible has happened, first off, that guy had a lot of friends. Like, I don't have that many guy friends in my life. I have Joe and Uncle Chris and Rev, and that's about it.
Hey.
But I mean, at that point, it's like the fact that, you know, if Joe did something like terrible to my girlfriend and she was like, I don't really feel comfortable with
I
you
crashed
hanging
out
your with car. Joe. Yeah, that's one
you're
thing.
You're constantly bailing him out of jail. He's drunk, you know, spending your money.
But also
Saturday night.
It can't necessarily be a rule. Like, that's my problem with that whole thing is that it's a rule. It's not a conversation of, hey, like, why do you like Joe? Why?
Why? It's a better conversation. Why don't you like Joe?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
And it, for me, like, I've had moments where I've told boyfriends, I'm like, look, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you're going to do, but I would rather you not hang out with this person.
Right.
And like one situation, it's like this girl like admitted that she was in love with him when he was with this previous girlfriend. So when him and that girlfriend broke up shortly after him and I started dating, so she hated me right off the bat because in her head she thought she was next. Like, she's like, oh my God, they broke up. I'm going to start dating him. You know, and that wasn't the case because he saw her like a little sister. And so she never really wanted to talk to me. Granted, I didn't make much of an effort to talk to her. And it's like, he's like, what? And I'm like, you know what? I feel uncomfortable you dating or not dating. I feel uncomfortable you hanging out by yourself with her. It's just, he's like, well, do not trust me. It's like, no, I trust you. I don't trust her. And it's not so much that I think she's going to pull a move on you and you're not going to be able to pull away. I just don't trust that she's not going to sit there and talk crap about me when she doesn't know me.
Okay.
Like, but I don't want that negativity to influence anything in our relationship, and that caused more problems.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm just saying, if there's a reason, everything you just said, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you were giving him a rule. You were having a conversation with
him.
I'm
like, I would prefer you didn't.
Right. There's a difference. There's a difference. And at that point, if he makes his decision of, yes, I'm still going to talk to this girl, that's his decision. And then it's your decision to decide whether you want to deal with it or not.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, because they're clearly in two different sides of that relationship at that point, right? I mean, she wants something and he doesn't. And I mean, what do you say to that if he's a good friend with her? I mean, do you tell them that they can't hang out? I mean, I don't think you can do that. But you know that that chick is clearly not going to stop trying. Right, I mean, she seems pretty clear on that. That's a sticky situation right there.
Right.
I don't know what you're supposed to do because I can totally feel. Well, yeah, I trust my boyfriend, but at that point, it's not necessarily the fact that anything will happen. It's the fact that something could happen. I mean, there's a realm of possibilities, right?
Right, but I mean, as long as you're cool and open and just honest and chill about it, it's like, look, I don't like it when. So I had one of my ex boyfriends. He had a buddy who didn't have a job. So when we'd go out to eat, the three of us, this buddy, my ex would pay for him every single time. Like, I would pay for my own food, but he would pay for his buddy's food. Like we'd pay for the movies or pay for drinks, and like he would get drinks and stuff with his buddy. And I just see him being used by his friend, and I just didn't really like the guy for it. But I'm like, you know, he doesn't have any friends. I'm going to let him, like, there's something in him he sees. And I wish I would have said something like, you know what? I don't think it's fair how he's treating you. He stopped hanging out with him because once I was hanging out with the three of them. He was fixing my computer and my ex had to leave. So I'm sitting there waiting for my computer to kind of finish booting up. And that's when the guy's saying, you know, I don't think, you know, he started saying stuff to me. And he's like, you know, I think it's BS. You know, you shouldn't have taken him back after he broke up with you. You know, it's like you deserve so much better than him and stuff like that. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, I love my boyfriend. I don't like you. I couldn't say that to him. So I left and I'm like, dude, here's what your bro said to me. And that's when they stopped being friends.
Yeah. Yay.
But I was just like, they're not good people. And sometimes you don't really notice it, somebody from the outside. But that's when it can cause problems when they're as close as a significant other.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I said something, he would have been like, well, I don't see what the big deal is. Because they'd go to strip clubs and he'd drop $500 in a night.
Oh.
And because he was
paying
for
money.
Because he was paying for his drinks and his dances. And it's just like, honey, I don't care if you go to a strip club. I don't care how much money you spend because at the end of the day, it is your money.
Danny, here's the deal. I need $500 for the strip club.
Yeah, let's go.
Can you?
But it's like, you know, you're paying for this guy. And on top of that, honey, you could have just bought us dinner for like, you know, $40 and you would have guaranteed gotten laid that night.
We're
just
going
saying.
To Applebee's.
Hell yeah. 2 for $2.
Nachos.
It's like 2, 2, 2. What is that? Is that what it is?
Yeah, 2 for $20. You can get an appetizer and 2 meals. Boom. $20.
$20 make you holla. Anything else? We've talked about a lot of things today. Anything we would like to conclude on?
I'd like to say that I feel like the first appearance of men on the broadcast was a success.
I do. I might have to have this happen from time to time.
That's right. We get the opinions.
I want to know. Yeah. I want to know. Vicky, you better let us know if people just rip us apart or if they tell us that it's fantastic.
Who's crazier, Danny or me?
Who's more of a female between the three of us?
Give you the answer. Sarah. And I can say that because she's not here.
We love you, Sarah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we shall. I'll talk to you guys later. Until next time. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.